This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Another absolutely beautiful rendition of the Star Spangled Banner from Dina Roller. She sings the anthem, she makes the food, she runs the official book, Terry.
She's the secret weapon.
Absolutely.
The Jose Oquendo of North Mac.
That's exactly right. We are set to go here for the county championship in the girls' tournament. Let's set the starting lineups for the visitors on the scoreboard tonight. The Piasaw Birds from Southwestern High School. Head coach Steve Woolley in his 21st year, assisted by Joe Durham. The Birds tonight roll with Isabel Wolf, a 5'3 senior. Abby Burns, a 5'3 junior. Bailey Weibel, a 5'8 junior. Lexi Hall, a 5'11 junior. And Molly Novak, a 5'6 junior. For Piasaw, it is Wolf, Burns, Weibel, Hall, and Novak. Southwestern comes in 10-10 on the year, looking for their 17th Macoupin County Championship. For the Gillespie Miners and head coach Kevin Gray in his 10th year, assisted by Christina Blevins, the Miners tonight go with Macy Halpin, a 5'1 senior, Riley Jarman, a 5'9 junior, Paige Niemeyer, a 5'9 senior, Abby Barber, a 5'10 senior, and Mackenzie Mix, a 5'9 sophomore. For Gillespie, Halpin, Jarman, Niemeyer, Barber, and Mix. Kevin Gray looking for his first county championship. The Miners looking for their 8th overall.
Tim, it's a deer-in-the-headlight situation. Gillespie has to avoid that tonight.
No doubt about it. You're talking about Southwestern and the big games they've been in. Yeah. These players, per se, have not, but Steve Woolley has.
Yes, he has, and he gets his team prepared. And, you know, you end up playing at Southwestern speed.
I think in both these games tonight, Terry, which team can impose their pace of play?
Right. That's right. That's right. It's going to be a fun night here at the Macoupin County Tournament. So.
Looking forward to it. 100 years, and what better way to finish it off than Gillespie and Southwestern for the girls and Southwestern and the host North Mac Panthers for the boys. Gillespie in the home whites tonight as the 3 seed. They are trimmed out in the black and the orange. Lady Miners in orange lettering across the front. They've got that famed Gillespie G at the bottom of their shorts on the left leg. Southwestern in the road green uniforms as the 4 seed, trimmed out in the yellow. And here we go. It is Hall and Barber to jump. Tap controlled by Gillespie, and they will get it to start. Birds come out man-to-man. No, actually, I think they're in a zone piece. 2-3 zone piece. More of a matchup. Looks like they're matching up right now on Barber.
Yeah.
On the right wing with Niemeyer. Paige will put it on the floor. In the corner it goes to Abby Barber. That is Gallagher with the defense. Here is Halpin. Yes, Macy Halpin off the baseline. 7.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Good start for the Miners in their opening possession. Here comes Burns, spinning away from trouble in the backcourt. Abby across the timeline and resets the offense. So Annie Gallagher, the 5'9 freshman, got the start tonight. Steve Woolley changed his mind.
Yeah.
He's a Hall of Famer, Terry. He can do that.
He can do that. He's got the inside track.
Yes, he does. Lexi Hall cut off the baseline. Burns, nice pass down low to Weibel. Missed it. And we have a whistle and foul as Gallagher got the offensive rebound, and she was fouled. She'll have free throws. It'll be Barber on the personal. That is Abby's first. Comes at the 7:05 mark of the opening quarter. We'll have the trophy presentation and the announcement of the all-tournament team at the conclusion.
Chris Rayner will take care of that, the athletic director here at North Mac High School.
They've done such a great job hosting this tournament here in the 100th installment. Free throw good for Gallagher.
That's another thing Southwestern generally does well, shoot free throws.
Second toss for Annie. Got them both. We are tied at deuces. Our championship game, 60 seconds old. Here comes Halpin into the front court. 2-3 zone for the Birds, trying to negate that size of Gillespie. Miners certainly have the height advantage. And it's not just height, Terry, but it's long height, if you know what I mean. They're lanky.
They've got long arms, long legs, take up a lot of space.
Mix has her shot blocked, and it's picked up underneath by Gallagher. Here comes Southwestern. Piasaw in yellow lettering across the front of the road greens. Novak spins her way into the front court. Spins again at the top of the key. In the corner goes to Lexi Hall. She wants the baseline. Gets the baseline blocked, but fouled by Barber, and that's 2 on Abby Barber. That looked clean up top, but I think she got her with the body.
Got her with the body. 2:90, and that's trouble for Gillespie.
Not the first time someone's gotten a foul trouble early in a championship game.
No.
That will send Hall to the line. Free throw good. The Birds 3-for-3 at the stripe early, and they have their first lead at 3-2. They trailed 1-0 against Carletonville on Thursday, never trailed again. Second toss is good for Lexi Hall. 4-2, Birds lead. Gillespie has the basketball. Riley Jarman will leave for Paige Niemeyer. People still filing into the gymnasium here at North Mac High in Girard. 6:15 for the opening quarter. Here's Barber on the left wing. Dangerous cross-court pass deflected by Hall. It'll be picked up by Mix as she let it wisely go into the back court. She will come back across the timeline now on the left wing to Barber, who stays on the floor with those two personal fouls. So Kevin Gray rolling the dice. The Miners, though, are deep. They have a lot of options that they can go to. Top of the key with Mix on the left wing to Jarman. Riley Jarman holds in front of the key. Bad pass. A long bounce pass stolen. First Gillespie turnover. Here comes Novak. Left hand layup. Won't fall down. Good contest there by Riley Jarman. She didn't concede it. Paige Niemeyer the other way to the foul line. Spins. Floats it up and in. Nice move.
Yeah.
Paige Niemeyer. Burns flop. Tried to get the charge. Refs did not bite. 4-4 our score. 5:25 for the opening quarter. Novak across the timeline. Gillespie in man-to-man defense. As Hall has it on the left wing. Lexi Hall. She wants to drive baseline on Barber again. Abby cut her off. Good job to not foul. Burns had to save it as she goes into the second row. Somehow cut it off to Lexi Hall. That was a heck of a play from Abby Burns. She'll reset the Bird offense now between the circles. She lost the handle. Had it jarred loose by Halpin, but it's picked up by Gallagher. Into the hands of Burns. She traveled, got away from it. Novak for three, no. Offensive rebound and putback is good for Bailey Weibel. A 6-4 lead for Southwestern. 4 minutes, 40 seconds for the first quarter. The 100th Boys Championship coming up next, Southwestern and North Mac. Here's Halpin between the circles to Niemeyer. On the right wing to Jarman. Trying to get inside that 2-3 zone piece. Barber in the left corner. Off to Halpin. Back to Niemeyer. Into the hands of Jarman on the right wing. Gives it right back to Page. Niemeyer spins middle, gets all the way to the paint. Counted in the foul for Page. Soft touch. Hit off the heel and drop down. 4 for Niemeyer. Tied at 6. And a free throw coming. You can't really stop her.
And when you do, you foul her.
That's exactly right. She's had a monster season. Free throw. Off the mark. No good. Offensive rebound. Barber putback won't go. And the rebound down to the Birds. We approach the midway point of the opening quarter. Tied up at 6, Southwestern and Gillespie. Piasaw Birds into the front court. Novak, long bounce pass, almost stolen by Jarman. Now Jarman does get it wrestled away from Gallagher. We'll get a jump ball, and on the arrow, Southwestern will keep it. Good hustle from Jarman and Gallagher. Neither hesitated to get on the floor. And that's what coaches want. They want their player to always be the first to
the
floor.
First one down.
Halfway through the opening, 8 minutes of play, tied at 6. Here is Weibel. Works on Mix. On the blow by, counted in the foul for Bailey Weibel. She has 4. And that puts Southwestern up 8-6 with 3:51 for the opening quarter. Substitutions to the table for Gillespie as Emily Schmidt will check in, replacing Halpin, and Keaton Link, a 5'10 freshman, in for Abby Barber, who will sit with those two personal fouls. Free throw for Weibel. It's off the heel too strong. The offensive rebound, though, picked up by Lexi Hall, and Southwestern will reset, leading by 2 with the ball. Novak out in your midcourt. Top of the key with the left-hand bounce. On the left wing to Weibel. Bailey gets inside the paint, floats it up, missed it. Rebound off of Schmidt's hands, picked up by Weibel. And again, the Birds will reset. Here's Burns, 4-3, halfway down and out. Offensive rebound to Lexi Hall, and a foul on Gillespie, and Steve Woolley has to be happy with the work of his Birds on the glass so far.
Absolutely. They've been controlling things, dominating the boards here in the early going.
They might be the smaller team, quote-unquote, but they are certainly playing big right now. 4 team fouls already on Gillespie. Burns just barely gets it in to beat the 5 count. Into the hands of Weibel. Off to Novak. Molly Novak out near midcourt being checked by Niemeyer and the Gillespie man-to-man. She got past Niemeyer, but then Jarman, good help side defense to cut her off. Out to Abby Burns near midcourt. She'll bring it back right side now, being guarded by Schmidt. Bounce pass top of the key to Lexi Hall. Tried to feed the post down to Gallagher, tipped and stolen. Here comes Paige on the baseline to Keaton Link, and she's going to be called for steps. She pivoted around and shuffled the feet. Second Gillespie turnover. And how many county finals will this group of freshmen play in the next 4 years, Terry?
Yeah, probably several.
Most likely. Into the front court comes Novak. 2:45 for the first quarter. 8-6, Birds leading. In the corner to Gallagher. Double teamed, in trouble, and a timeout. 2:35 for the opening quarter. Southwestern 8, Gillespie 6. We're back to the county final following these messages. Out of the timeout, Southwestern misfires on a three. Gillespie comes back the other way. Bodies on the floor. We'll get a jump ball in the arrow to the Miners. 8-6, Southwestern leading, 2:20 for the opening quarter. Miners line everybody up along the baseline. Link will get it into Jarman. Off to Niemeyer. She will attack left side. Had it stripped on the way up, picked up by Weibel. Into the hands of Novak. Molly Novak will take her time coming into the front court as Emily Schmidt waits there for her. She will work right side as Niemeyer kind of hanging out between the circles to cut her off. Lob pass to Burns. Back to Novak. Here is Wolf, and she's fouled by Keaton Link. First on Link, fifth on the Miners.
As you mentioned, Tim, Miners can be a little more aggressive. They've got a deeper bench to work with.
Kevin Gray said earlier in the year, probably the deepest and tallest team he's had in his 10 years at Gillespie. Yeah. And he's had some good teams at Gillespie. 105 seconds, first quarter. Out to Novak, left side of the key, 4-3, got it. Molly Novak buries the triple, and it's 11-6 Birds. 95 seconds for the opening quarter. Here comes Jarman across the timeline. Leaves it for Paige Niemeyer, left side of the key. Paige, high above her head, surveying. Off to Jarman. Riley, back to Paige. Down low to Mix. McKenzie has it knocked out of play. It'll be Gillespie ball on the baseline. In the girls' third place game earlier today, Carthenville beat Bunker Hill 63-25. The Cavies made 11 three-pointers in the game. And North Mac beat Staunton for fifth place, 61-53. So Staunton comes in seed in second and goes winless.
Ouch.
Ouch. Jarman, left elbow J, too strong. And the rebound is deflected away but picked up off the floor by Southwestern and Novak. Here comes Molly Novak. She will slow it up now into the final minute of the opening quarter. Good start for Southwestern, then an unforced turnover as Novak shuffled her feet with no one around. Third turnover on the Pius Allbirds. To the table, Corey Hopkins, a 5'7 freshman. She will check in, and Annie Gallagher will get a breather. Sydney Byers going to check in for Gillespie. Sydney, a 5'11 freshman. A lot of young freshman talent on both sides in this game.
Yeah.
50 seconds, first quarter. This game was tied at 6, so it's a little 5-0 spurt right now for the Birds. On the left wing with Niemeyer. Top of the key to Emily Schmidt. She will hand to Paige. Spins at the elbow. Good help defense there. Cut her off. Kicks to Jarman. Yes. 12-footer for Riley Jarman. Shot it with confidence. 11-8, Pius Allbirds lead half a minute opening quarter. Our girls' championship game here at the 100th Macoupin County Tournament. Emily Schmidt knocks that away from Burns, right into the hands of TJ Wilson, sitting courtside over there.
Right there on the front row.
He can get a good seat here.
Yeah. If he can't, nobody
That's
can.
That's exactly right. Niemeyer hounding Novak in the backcourt. Mallory did a good job with a strong handle to keep possession. 13 seconds for the quarter. Novak picked up the bounce now, gets it off to Burns with 8. On the wing to Wolf. Deflected by Jarman, picked up by Niemeyer with 3. She lost it to Wolf, and then Isabel called for a travel with 1 second to play in the quarter. Gillespie will have the ball in the front court on the baseline. They will be able to get a good look. Jarman to throw in. Riley, looking. Lobs it to no one. No one touched it. It's going to go out of bounds
But time came off the clock.
They should put 0.4 seconds back on.
Yeah, should be one full second.
Because they're going to have the ball inbounded on the baseline. I don't think they're going to do it.
No.
Oh, yeah, they did. They did it.
Okay.
Not going to matter, though. Southwestern just hold, and that's the quarter. After 8 minutes of the county final, it is Southwestern 8, Southwestern 11, Gillespie 8. We're back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, Terry Tote back here, second quarter. Girls championship game, Birds of Southwestern 11, the Miners of Gillespie 8. And Southwestern gets the basketball to start quarter number two. Birds were 4 of 5 from the foul line in that opening quarter. Out front with Novak, on the floor with Burns, Wolf, Weibel, and Hopkins. Ball is knocked out, it'll stay with Southwestern. Gillespie has on the floor Niemeyer, Schmidt, Byers, Jarman, and Link. Baseline trigger. Burns gets it across the floor to Wolf. Isabel Wolf between the circles into the hands of Novak. Mallory Novak with the dribble out in the midcourt circle. The big black Panther logo here at North Mac High. In the left corner it goes to Hopkins. Bounce pass to Novak. Burns, corner pocket three. Missed it. Offensive rebound, though, to the Birds. It is up and in for Bailey Weibel. She has 6 early points, 13-8 Southwestern. The poise of the Piasaw Birds right now paying dividends.
And the rebounding prowess of the Birds as well.
You don't have to be big to rebound, do you?
Just get position.
Here's Link off the window, too strong. Rebound is tapped around, picked up by Southwestern. Here comes Novak. She will slow it up and walk it into the front court. 6:45 for the first half. 13-8. Southwestern leads with the ball. Here's Weibel. Out to Burns. Abby Burns puts it on the floor. Leaves it now for Novak. Mallory. Skip pass in the corner to Weibel. She will drive baseline. Cut off by Jarman. Knocked out by Jarman. It'll be Southwestern ball. Macy Halpin and Mackenzie Mix returning for Gillespie. And for Southwestern, onto the floor is going to be Riley Smith, 5'6 freshman. She replaces Burns. Smith triggering, gets it in the near corner to Novak. Right back to Riley Smith now. She'll bring it out on the left wing. It back in the corner it goes to Weibel. Off to Smith. Novak, top of the key, thought about the deep three. Instead, she will keep the bounce alive with 6:10 for the first half. Gillespie's in a zone piece now. Here is Smith from the left wing, no. And on the rebound, we have a whistle and foul. It'll go on Weibel. That's her first. 5 fouls so far on Gillespie, 2 on Southwestern. A 5-point lead for Piasaw. Gillespie has the basketball. Here's Halpin into the front court. Being hounded over there by Wolf. She picked up her dribble in a bad spot. She's in trouble. She needs some help. She's not getting it. 5-second count. Third Gillespie turnover. Vintage Southwestern man-to-man.
You don't always have to get caught in the coffin corner. Sometimes the sidelines do you in as well.
She had nowhere to go.
Yep. That was a tough spot on the floor.
Novak in the backcourt, leaves it off for Riley Smith now. Riley with the right-hand dribble out on the left wing. In the corner goes to Weibel. Finds Novak, left side of the key. Mallory puts it on the floor, spins away. Right side of the key now, picks up the bounce, wanted to feed the post. Instead, it goes into Wolf. She feeds the post, but Hopkins fell down, and it's a turnover. Picked up off the floor by Riley Jarman. Here come the Miners with Mix into the front court. McKenzie, top of the key to Riley Jarman. On the left wing to Halpin. They feed the block to Byers. Sydney too strong off the window. Rebound down to Riley Smith. As Novak running the point for the Birds. She's going to be trapped out near midcourt. Did a good job to keep her dribbled alive and then draws the foul on Paige Niemeyer. Paige is first, Gillespie sixth. Certainly not the start Kevin Gray was hoping for from his club here tonight.
Southwestern has a tendency to do that to you.
They can take you out of their game. In it goes to Isabel Wolf. Makes the catch right at midcourt. Fans wanted a back court, but it wasn't.
No.
She had not established possession in the front court.
Not on an inbounds pass.
Here's Novak out front. Leaves it for Wolf. Bounce pass on the baseline to Weibel. Top of the key to Novak. She'll line up the three. Left it a little short. Bodies all over the floor. Rebounds out of bounds. It'll stay with Piasov.
There had to be at least three in the lane there. Looked like bowling pins falling over.
It's going to be that type of game tonight.
Yeah. One has a feeling we may have lots of free throws late in this ball game.
Freshman Grace Bertolino will check in, replacing Halpin. Looks like Abby Barber might be going back to the table with those two fouls. Short shot for Hopkins is good off the right elbow. Her first bucket. Makes it 15-8 Southwestern. Here's Bertolino, left side of the key, had trouble with the handle. Leaves it for Jarman, out near the volleyball spike line. Riley Jarman to the right wing. Up top to Byers now. Sydney Byers leaves for Mix. McKenzie tries to feed the post, and we have a foul. It'll go on Corey Hopkins, her first, third on Southwestern. Welcome everyone listening to our live stream at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. You can get all of our games in a podcast on the website as well, WSMIRadio.com. Baseline trigger for the Miners, trailing by seven. Mix lobs it into Niemeyer at the foul line. Page makes the catch, spins, jarred loose, picked up by Wolf. Novak got the steal. Here comes Mallory the other way. Good active hands there. She anticipated that spin move from Niemeyer and was able to knock it loose. Riley Smith, long two. Oh, yes. It was halfway down, kicked out, and went back down. And Kevin Gray needs a timeout. 3:47 for the first half. It is Southwestern 17, Gillespie 8. You're listening to the girls' Macoupin County Final on WSMI. Following the Gillespie timeout, Miners bring it into the front court with Bertolino. Off to Niemeyer. Abby Barber back on the floor with those two personal fouls. Dangerous entry pass to Mix. Nice diagonal pass to Byers. Missed the shot. Good contest in there from Bailey Weibel. She is trapped on the baseline quickly. Gets it away to Novak. And it is a Southwestern style of game right now.
It is indeed.
Out in between the circles, Novak flashes four fingers on the right hand. 1-4 high stack here for the Birds. Bounce pass, top of the key to Riley Smith. Long two, and the freshman got it again. That one hit the front rim and crawled over. I didn't think freshmen were supposed to get those types of bounces.
Well, you do if you're wearing the Piasov Bird.
There you go. 19-8. Niemeyer for three, way off the mark. Missed all the rim, hit the other side of the backboard. Feels like a little bit of danger time right now for Gillespie. Southwestern is a very hard team to come back on.
Yes, they are. And a little bit of frustration, I think, on Paige's behalf that time.
And she's been held in check here so far. Calls for the kick out front. The Birds will have a sideline trigger. Riley Jarman and Keaton Link back in. Niemeyer will get a breather. I think Kevin Gray saw the same thing you did, Terry.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you're as deep as Gillespie is, it can hurt you in a game like this when you're trying to find the right combination of five.
Right. Just you're mixing people together and hoping that you get the right combination.
On the right side of the key with Corey Hopkins. Lexi Hall back on the floor. She leaves it for Novak. 2:25 first half. Here's Isabel Wolf. Kicks to Smith. Riley Smith to the foul line. She will leave it on the left wing for Novak. Mallory Novak at the foul line, cut off into the hands of Wolf. She drives baseline, lost the handle, and she's going to be called for steps. Sixth Southwestern turnover, but they lead 19-8. Gillespie has not scored in the quarter. 8-0 Birds here in quarter number two as we approach the two-minute mark. Top of the key, Bertolino, she can shoot it. Left that one short. Rebound is out of bounds off of Gillespie. It's Southwestern ball.
And the momentum has gone to Southwestern and has stayed with Southwestern since about halfway through the first quarter.
Yeah, they are in control of this basketball game right now. Despite the six turnovers, they haven't hurt them. That ball's kicked by Charmin like a soccer player. Minute 53 for the first half. It's been a fast-moving first half.
And the violation occurred up near midcourt, so that's where they're going to bring the ball instead of going to the baseline.
So right near midcourt, still in the backcourt for Southwestern. They get it into Novak. She turns the corner. She's got a lane, and then she's going to be, ooh, a foul on Barber. That's a tough whistle there. It's number three on Abby Barber. Novak tried a little Euro step around her, and there was contact, but Barber appeared to have possession. That is number three on Abby, so she will sit. Emily Schmidt will return. Kevin Gray pleading his case right now. He's not buying what the official's trying to sell him. Minute 50, first half. Kevin will just go sit calmly down at the end of the bench now. Free throw is no good, and the rebound to Gillespie.
He may sit. It won't be calmly.
That's a good point. And it won't be for long. No. He's already back on his feet.
Bertolino, she'll try it again. Got it this time. Grace Bertolino can shoot it. She buries the triple off the left side of the key, and boy, did Gillespie need that. Pulls them to within eight. Their first points of the quarter with 90 seconds left in the half. Here's Novak out front. Mallory Novak being guarded by Emily Schmidt in the Gillespie man-to-man. Novak spinning out near the volleyball spike line. 5 second count underway. She gets it off to Lexi Hall. Lexi traveled. Her initial pass was cut off, and she just drugged that pivot foot for turnover number seven on the Piasaw Birds. Paige Niemeyer to the table. She's going to check back in as Link will head out. 19-11 Southwestern leading Gillespie here in the girls' county final at North Mac High. Bertolino off to Schmidt, way out top of the key. She will leave it now for Bertolino on the right side of the floor. Back to Niemeyer, left side, feeds the post to Jarman. Blocked in there by Lexi Hall. Great block by Hall, but even on the catch, Jarman was surrounded by three green shirts. 50 seconds for the half. Here comes Novak. Works left side. Top of the key now to Riley Smith. Down low to Hall. Off the window. It's good for Lexi Hall. She has four. Give the assist to Smith. A 10-point lead for Southwestern. They have held Gillespie to just 11 points with 30 seconds to play in the first half. On the left wing, Bertolino again. Off the mark this time. Rebound down to the Birds with 20 seconds. They can hold for the final shot. Feels like a big defensive sequence here for Gillespie. Into the hands of Hopkins. Off to Lexi Hall. Novak has it on the right wing. Here's Wolf. Thought about the three. Instead, head fake. Puts it on the floor. Pulls up. Airballed it. Rebound to Gillespie and Mix. And she is fouled with 4.6 for the quarter. Just the fourth team foul on Southwestern. They will get Hopkins. That is Corey's second. In it goes to Jarman. 4 seconds for the half. Riley to midcourt with three. Bertolino lets it fly. She got it. Grace Bertolino. Big shot at the end of the first half as the freshman comes in and hits two huge triples at the end of the second quarter. Their only points in the quarter, Terry. Yeah. Three-pointers from the freshman, Grace Bertolino, and that is a big one at the end of the first half.
And we've talked about these freshmen on both teams. And the youth of both of these teams, my goodness gracious.
On display.
Oh, my goodness, yes. My goodness, yes.
Got ourselves a ball game. Southwestern 21, Gillespie 14. You're listening to the Girls Macoupin County Championship on WSMI. Tim Mize, Terry Tote back here at the 100th Macoupin County Basketball Tournament. Southwestern leading by 7 here in our Girls Championship game. Boys title next, host North Mac. Taking on defending champion Southwestern. That'll be a heck of a ball game. Gillespie gets the basketball to start the second half. Down by 7. Halpin, Niemeyer, Jarman, Mix, and Barber on the floor. Abby Barber playing with 3 personal fouls. For Southwestern, as they go down low to Niemeyer, she's quickly triple teamed. Kicks out to Halpin. Off to Barber. She will fire and hit. Abby Barber has her first bucket. She was never able to get into a flow with the fouls in the first half. Southwestern has Novak handling in the backcourt. On the floor, Riley Smith gets the start here in the second half, along with Lexi Hall, Corey Hopkins, and Bailey Weibel. Smith had some good minutes for Steve Woolley in that first half, and she's rewarded with the second half start. 21-16, Birds lead. They trailed 2-0, haven't trailed since. After they trailed 1-0 on Thursday and then led the rest of the way. Weibel off the mark this time and the rebound down to Gillespie. Here comes Paige Niemeyer. Page in the left corner to Halpin. Down in the left block to Jarman. Riley turns, blocked from behind by Smith. It goes over the backboard, out of bounds. It was tipped. It should be Gillespie ball, yes. That was good defense by Riley Smith. All ball, and it sailed over the backboard. Baseline trigger as Gillespie lines everybody up on the baseline. And it goes to Jarman. Riley off to Halpin. Right elbow jump shot, no. Rebound is tipped around to the floor, picked up by Hopkins. She will leave for Novak. She races into the front court. Smith stops, pops, and knocks. Riley Smith, welcome to the county final, young lady. 23-16, she has six. She is calmly knocked down three shots here in her limited minutes. Middle of the lane to Riley Jarman. She draws a crowd, kicks out to Barber now. Southwestern has done such a great job of containing Gillespie on the inside as Niemeyer steps up to the right elbow. Page buries it. She has 6 points, 23-18. Gillespie going to need to make some perimeter shots to try to loosen up that Southwestern interior defense. Steve Woolley-New coming in. They were at a disadvantage on the inside. He has done a great job to neutralize that. Out to Novak for three, left it short. It'll go out of bounds. Hopkins gave chase but couldn't get there. It'll be Gillespie ball, 5:55 through the third quarter. Gillespie hanging around. They were down 10 late in the first half. They've got it cut in half right now with the basketball. Here's Jarman. Lobs it down to Niemeyer. Bad pass. Stolen by Hopkins. Here comes Corey Hopkins. Cut off nicely by Macy Halpin. She will get it out to Novak. Back into the hands of Hopkins. On the baseline to Weibel. Right side of the key to Novak. She lines it up, left it short. Offensive rebound to Riley Smith. Nice pass to Hopkins across the lane. She puts it off the window and in. Four for Hopkins, another plus play for Riley Smith, the 5'6 freshman. A lot of times in championship games, if it's not the star, it can be that unsung hero. And Riley Smith filling that role right now. Down to Jarman. Bad pass, and it is stolen. Picked up off the floor by Smith, and then she's fouled. 5:01 for the third quarter. The foul on Macy Halpin. Second on Halpin, first of the half. The lead is 7 for the Piasaw Birds. Here's Riley Smith. On the baseline to Weibel, deflected away by Jarman on the dive, and it will stay with Southwestern. After we're done here from the county, we'll have the third place game from the Litchfield Invitational between McComas and Civic Memorial. As Southwestern turns it over on the inbounds, then Gillespie gives it right back as Riley Smith has the basketball once again. Middle of the floor to Mallory Novak. Novak out front picked up the dribble on the right wing to Corey Hopkins on the baseline. Wraparound pass to Smith. Riley. Oh, a nice dump down to Hall, and Lexi is fouled. Second foul of the half. This is a shooting foul, and it'll be Halpin, her third. 4:29 for the third quarter. The lead is back to 7. As Lexi Hall, the 5'11 junior, at the line. Toss is short. Southwestern now 4 of 7 from the foul line. As Barber will sit, Emily Schmidt back on the floor for the Miners. Second free throw for Lexi Hall. Lines it up. Left that one short. And the rebound down to Mix. Hall missed the pair. Here comes Halpin. Off to Schmidt out near midcourt. Emily now puts it on the floor to the right side of the key. Keeps the dribble alive, works to the foul line now. Off to Halpin. Here's Jarman just inside the three-point line. Finds Niemeyer slashing at the foul line. Good recovery defense that time from Southwestern. The Birds defense has done a great job to contain Niemeyer here tonight. Down low to Jarman. She will turn, face, forces it up, missed it. Didn't have the angle on the backboard. And the rebound down to Southwestern. Halfway through the third quarter. 25-18, Piasaw Birds lead. Here's Corey Hopkins for three, left it a little short, and the rebound down to Emily Schmidt for the Miners, and she is hacked in there by Bailey Weibel. second on Bailey, first on Southwestern here in the half. Comes at the 3:45 mark of the third quarter. Shelby Taylor, a 5'4 freshman, checks in for the first time for Gillespie. Halpin will sit. Keaton Link back on the floor, replacing Riley German. And Sydney Byers into the ballgame, replacing Mackenzie Mix. Off it goes to Taylor, the young freshman point guard for Gillespie. Here's Schmidt on the right wing. Emily, top of the key to Link. They swing it to Paige Niemeyer. Paige, down low, will spin, fade. Oh, what a move and shot for Paige Niemeyer. There is no defense for that. She has eight. That's just great offense. 25-20. Southwestern leads with the ball. Hopkins on the baseline to Weibel. Out top to Novak. Mallory on the right wing to Riley Smith. She drives baseline, cut off by Niemeyer. Gillespie in man-to-man here. Actually, nope, in the 2-3 zone. 3 minutes, third quarter. Here's Hopkins in the left corner. Up top to Novak. Mallory on the bounce, works to the foul line. Jump stop. Oh, finds Weibel underneath. She missed the layup. Point blank look, she missed it. She might have been a little far under the rim, but she got the rebound back, and Southwestern can reset. She almost had to jump out towards the foul line to try to create the angle. Here's Hall in the middle of the paint. Out to Novak. 4-3, big shot, Mallory Novak. She drills it. 6 for Novak. An 8-point lead for Southwestern. 2:25 to play in the third quarter. Southwestern beat the top seed Carthenville on Thursday. Trying to take down number 3 here tonight. Byers banks it in straight on from 18 feet. Her first bucket. Makes it 28-20. Here comes Hopkins. Cross-court pass to Riley Smith. Into the hands of Weibel. That pass is stolen by Emily Schmidt. Emily Schmidt spins away from trouble on the baseline into the middle of the floor. Crosses the timeline. Off to Byers. Down to Link. Keaton makes a tough catch. Rejected by Hopkins. Picked up by Niemeyer. And Paige is fouled. That was a great rejection in there from Corey Hopkins, the 5'7 freshman. She turned Link away. A minute 49 for the third quarter. Annie Gallagher will check in for the Piasaw Birds, replacing Weibel. Baseline trigger. As Gillespie will line everybody up on the baseline. Schmidt in the left corner, Taylor in the right corner. It'll go into Link out near midcourt as she came from the left block. And that pass is airmailed by Byers looking for Schmidt. Bounces off the second row of the bleachers for the 8th Gillespie turnover. 104 seconds for quarter number 3. A 6-point lead for the Piasaw Birds. Here's Novak. Leaves it for Riley Smith. Down low to Gallagher. Off the window. It's good for Annie Gallagher. Another good play from the freshman Riley Smith. And we've got an official timeout here. Going to have a delay of game warning on Southwestern for knocking the ball out of the basket after it had come through the net. Next time, that'll be a technical. 92 seconds, third quarter. 30-28. Gillespie led 2-0, hasn't led since. Here's Byers on the attack. Leaves it for Link. Keaton finds a slash in Niemeyer, heart of the lane. Paige draws a crowd, and she is fouled. Southwestern has been all over Niemeyer from the opening tap. Nothing coming easy for Paige. They will get Novak on the personal. Third team foul of the half on Southwestern. Second personal on Molly Novak. Baseline trigger, Emily Schmidt gets it in near corner to Paige Niemeyer. Paige will put it on the floor. They were sagging off of her. She will attack. Tough shot. She got it again. High off the window and fading. Paige Niemeyer. She had that exact same shot on the other side of the floor moments ago. You cannot defend that. 30-24. Dangerous pass stolen by Niemeyer. She read it like a book. Oh, then had her pocket picked by Novak, who then slipped on the concrete at the edge of the floor. She's okay. Great hustle from Novak to deny the breakaway layup. Grace Bertolino back in for Gillespie. Emily Schmidt out. Bertolino hit those two big threes at the end of the first half. Keaton Link gets it into Grace. She'll fire it up. Too strong off the heel, and the rebound down to Lexi Hall for Southwestern. 45 seconds for the third quarter. Off to Hopkins, back to Novak. As Gillespie extending out that zone defense right now. Bertolino and Taylor, a pair of freshmen, on the point. Half a minute, third quarter. 30-24 Southwestern. They led by 7 at the half, lead by 6 right now with the basketball. Corey Hopkins with the left-hand handle. Lexi Hall was wide open underneath, didn't see her. Off to Novak, nearly turned it over. Mallory with 12, out near midcourt with 10. Now Southwestern needs to go. Lexi Hall top of the key with 3, and she traveled. 11th turnover on Southwestern. It'll give Gillespie a chance here at the end of the quarter. Niemeyer to throw in. It'll go into Bertolino. Right back to Page with 1 from inside midcourt. Lets it fly, too strong. And after 3 quarters, it is Southwestern 30, Gillespie 24. We'll come back with the money quarter of the girls' Macoupin County Championship following these messages on WSMI. Gillespie won the quarter 10-9. Southwestern leads by 6 as we get set for the money quarter here in the Macoupin County Girls' Championship game. The 100th Boys Championship game coming up next between host North Mac and defending champion Southwestern. Do the Miners have a spurt? Here's Riley Smith, the freshman. She's had a big championship game here. Novak, top of the key. Off it goes to Hopkins on the left wing. Gallagher, left elbow, Jay, off the heel, too strong. Rebound to the floor, picked up there by Gillespie and Mix. Here come the Miners with Niemeyer. Page has 10 points, 6 coming in the third quarter. Lobs down to Jarman. Good catch from Riley, but on the turn and face, she has it jarred loose. 3 green shirts again surrounding the Gillespie post player when they make the catch. Birds had a good game plan coming in. They have executed it very well. Here is Weibel at the foul line. She will turn, attack, fouled on the floor. Third team foul on Gillespie. And they will get Jarman on the personal. We'll have the trophy presentation and the all-tournament team announcement at the conclusion. North Mac Athletic Director Chris Rayner will take care of those duties as we're going to get it over the back. Hopkins had a good look off the inbounds, left it short, and then Annie Gallagher went over the back for her third. Check that. Her first personal, team's fourth. 7:05 for the ball game. Actually, they called that on Hopkins. That'll be her third. Out front with Niemeyer. Clock running, 6:55 for the ball game. Bertolino on the right wing, top of the key to Mix. Here's Niemeyer on the left wing. Across the floor to Jarman, 18-footer. Yes, Riley Jarman knocks it down. She has 4. And Gillespie's to within 4. 30-26. This is as close as the Miners have been in a long, long time. Can they get a stop? On the left wing to Hopkins. Up top to Novak. Gillespie extending that zone pressure out. On the baseline to Gallagher. Out to Novak for 3. Yes, Mallory Novak got the triple. She has 9. And Molly having a big ball game. 33-26. 6:15 for the championship. Here's Bertolino on the right wing. Across the floor to Mix. 18-footer, yes, for Mackenzie Mix. Exchanging buckets now, 33-28. Here come the Birds into the front court with Riley Smith. She is doubled across the floor to Corey Hopkins. Down low to Gallagher, tipped and stolen by Jarman. Picked up off the floor by Shelby Taylor. Here comes Gillespie. Nice find to Niemeyer. Layup, missed it. Good contest from Molly Novak as she forced Niemeyer to change her steps. That play will never show up in a scorebook. That was a big-time play from Molly Novak, the 5'6 junior. 5:25 for the ball game. A 5-point lead for the Pius All Birds as Novak handles out front. Bertolino went for the steal, didn't get it. She's called for the foul. First on Grace, fourth on Gillespie with 5:18 to play. Boys championship next, Southwestern and North Mac. Substitutions now. Abby Burns checks in for Southwestern as Annie Gallagher will head out, and Shelby Taylor will be replaced by Macy Halpin. Timeout taken, 5:18 to play. Southwestern 33, Gillespie 28. You're listening to the girls' Macoupin County Championship game on WSMI. Tim Mize, Terry Toett back here on the Girard campus of North Mac High for the 100th Macoupin County Tournament. Piasaw Birds leading by 5. They have the basketball. In the backcourt, Molly Novak. Long pass down on the baseline to Weibel. Out to Riley Smith. The freshman's played the entire second half, and she's played well. Smith has it. Cross-court pass to Burns. Abby Burns now will pull it out. Southwestern will show the patience. Clock running inside of 5 minutes. Molly Novak has it out on the volleyball spike line. In the corner it goes to Weibel. Back to Molly now. Novak with the right-hand dribble. Out near midcourt, leaves it for Burns. Abby Burns, as Gillespie's gone back man-to-man here. Niemeyer jarred it loose. It'll stay with Southwestern, 4:38 for the ballgame. Sideline trigger right in front of Steve Woolley for Southwestern. And it goes to Novak. Molly, in the corner it goes to Weibel. She will leave it at the foul line for Hopkins. Yes, big shot. Corey Hopkins knocks it down. 6 for Corey. And it's a touchdown lead for Southwestern. 35-28, 4:20 for the championship. Been an uphill battle all night for Gillespie. Halpin leaves it for Jarman. 18-footer out of the corner. This one's no good. And the rebound down to Southwestern and Riley Smith. Halfway through the money quarter, Southwestern leads by 7 with the basketball. They will run some clock now. Kevin Gray says, we got to go man, not let them stall. Burns has it poked away. Niemeyer hustled after it, couldn't get there in time. It'll stay with Southwestern. 3:52 to play. Burns looking, and Steve Woolley gets a timeout. 3 minutes, 52 seconds for the ball game. Southwestern 35, Gillespie 28. We'll come back to North Mac High and the girls' Macoupin County Championship following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, Terry Toett back here at the Macoupin County Tournament girls' championship game. Southwestern leading Gillespie 35-28. We'll have the trophy presentation and the all-tournament team announcements, and then T. Toett will have the post-game interviews live from the floor at the conclusion. And then he'll have the call of the 100th Macoupin County Final. Down to Hopkins, turned over out of the timeout, and Gillespie has the basketball. They need to go. A lot of time in a lot of ways, but yet this time will disappear in a hurry. Down 7, down to Jarman, off to Halpin, back to Niemeyer. Page will pull up from 15, way off the mark, and the rebound down to Weibel for Southwestern. Birds lead by 7 with the basketball. Here comes Novak into the front court. Molly spinning away from trouble, gets it off to Riley Smith. Burns has it now on the left wing. Abby Burns, and Steve Woolley wants another timeout. 3 minutes, 17 seconds for the ball game. Southwestern 35, Gillespie 28. Back to North Mac High following these messages on WSMI. Welcome everyone listening to the live stream at WSMIradio.com. We also podcast all of our high school sporting events at WSMIradio.com. Coming up next, of course, the boys' championship game, Southwestern and North Mac. And then after that, we'll have the third-place game from the Litchfield Invitational, Nokomis and Civic Memorial. That broadcast around 9:30 this evening here on FM 106. Crunch time now, 3:17 to play. Southwestern has the ball, leading by 7. Out near midcourt, Riley Smith. Playing calm under pressure is the freshman. Here comes Riley. She dribbles through traffic, brings it out to midcourt. And she almost lost the handle but got it back. Paige Niemeyer hounding her. Riley still with the handle, and she will get it away to Molly Novak. Novak being guarded by Halpin. Niemeyer comes with the trap into the hands of Riley Smith, and she shuffled her feet on the catch. Gives Shelby Taylor credit there as she got right up in the grill of Riley Smith and forced that turnover. 2:48 to play. A 7-point lead for the Piasaw Birds. Looking for their 17th county title. Here's Taylor on the left wing. She will leave for Niemeyer. Page on the baseline to Macy Halpin. Halpin going to fire, and she's fouled on the release by Burns. Two free throws for Macy Halpin. That'll stop the clock. 2:35 to play. Halpin, 2 points tonight. This will be Gillespie's just second foul shot of the ball game. And it rattles out. 2:35 to play. A 7-point lead for the Piasol Birds. Second free throw for Halpin. No good. Missed them both. Paige Niemeyer got the offensive rebound, then dribbled it off of her foot. We'll get a jump ball. The arrow will keep it with Gillespie. Miners fortunate there. They had the possession arrow. 2.5 minutes for the championship. German will get it into Niemeyer. Page almost bounced it off her foot again. Into the hands of Halpin. Off to Niemeyer. Page spins, floats it up, rattled out, no good. Rebound down to Southwestern, 2:20 for the ball game. A 7-point lead for the Birds. They have the basketball. Riley Smith on the right wing keeps the dribble alive, being guarded by Page Niemeyer. And then Page sticks her leg out. They didn't call it, though. Here's Smith. Off it goes to Novak. 2 minutes for the championship. Molly Novak out near midcourt. Spins away from Halpin. Keeps the bounce alive. They're going to come with a trap. She then gets it away to Riley Smith. 105 seconds for the ball game. Here's Riley Smith. That ball is tipped by Jarman out of bounds. It'll stay with the Piasol Birds. 103 seconds to play. And Kevin Gray wants a timeout. A minute 43 for the championship. Southwestern 35, Gillespie 28. We'll come back to the Macoupin County Girls Championship game at North Mac following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, Terry Toad back here at the Macoupin County Tournament, the Girls Championship game. It's been a hard-fought, tough ball game here tonight as the Gillespie Miners have been going uphill. They led 2-0, have not led since, as Southwestern has really stifled Gillespie on the defensive end. The Piasol Bird defense has been phenomenal here this evening. They've played a lot of zone, packed it in. Every time Gillespie has gotten a touch on one of the blocks, there has immediately been three green shirts to surround the Miners and force the kick out. Steve Woolley had a good game plan coming into this ball game to counter the bigger Gillespie squad. 103 seconds to play. It is Southwestern ball. They lead by 7. Abby Burns will throw in. Looking. Gets it in to Weibel. Back to Burns now. Abby Burns, dangerous pass, tipped and stolen by Keaton Link. Keaton, nice little pump fake off the window. It's good. First bucket for Link. It's a big one. Lead down to 5. 90 seconds to play. And a block on Niemeyer. Just the 5th team foul. Comes with a minute 28 to play. Trophy presentation, all tournament team announcements to follow, and then live interviews from the floor with Terry Tote. Sideline trigger in the backcourt. Smith gets it in to Molly Novak. Novak, long pass up the floor to Abby Burns. Into the hands of Smith. Riley gets past 3 white jerseys and gets it back to Novak. Minute 15 to play. Wide open underneath Weibel. Oh, she missed it. It spun out. That could be huge. Here comes Niemeyer. 65 seconds for the game. Page all the way down. Short baseline. Jay. Oh, she left it short. Rebound to the floor. It's going to be a timeout for Southwestern. Steve Woolley got it just in time. Oh, Gillespie had a chance there, but Page left it a little short off the short baseline jump shot. 57.6 seconds for the championship. Southwestern 35, Gillespie 30. We'll come back to the Macoupin County Final following these messages on WS. Southwestern leading 35-30. They will have the basketball in the backcourt, facing full court pressure from Gillespie. Abby Barber will guard the inbounder. Lots of size on the floor right now for Gillespie. Paige Niemeyer is the shortest player at 5'9". So Southwestern's going to throw over the top. They will really have to get some arc underneath the ball. Burns. In it goes to Novak. Right back to Burns. Clock running 53 seconds. Abby Burns near midcourt to Weibel. Burns across the timeline. Bailey Weibel is trapped. Gets it off to Novak and a foul on Abby Barber. And that's not what Gillespie wanted there. They had Novak trapped in the coffin corner. Sixth team foul. 47.7 seconds to play. A 5-point lead for Southwestern. Sideline trigger just in the front court. That ball is tipped out by Gillespie. It'll stay with Southwestern. That was a dangerous pass. Went right up the sideline looking for Novak, and Mix deflected it out. In it goes to Novak. That pass is tipped and stolen by Niemeyer, and then Page is fouled. Just the sixth team foul on Southwestern with 42.3 seconds to play. So Gillespie needs a bucket here, and Grace Bertolino, the sharp shooting freshman, will check in. She will replace Barber. Steve Woolley says, hey, we got a shooter here, and points right to Bertolino. Clock running. 38 seconds to play. Niemeyer spins, puts it up, left it short. Rebound down to Novak, and the foul given. Been a rough night for Paige Niemeyer. Give the Southwestern defense all the credit for that. 33 and a half seconds for the championship. Free throws now for the Piasaw Birds. It'll be Molly Novak to the charity stripe, the 5'6 junior. She has 9 points tonight. All on threes. Two big free throws here. One in bonus, and she left it short. Gillespie still has a chance. Here comes Paige, half a minute. In the corner to Bertolino. She'll drive baseline. Step back three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound down to Weibel for Southwestern. Gillespie's got a foul. 20 seconds for the championship. Off to Burns, and the foul is given. They fouled her hard. As Burns hit the floor, she's to her feet now. 19.2 seconds. The Miners have had their chances here in the closing minutes. Just cannot get a bucket to go. Abby Burns will be the only Piasaw Bird at the free throw line. It'll come after the Gillespie timeout. 19.2 seconds for the championship game. Southwestern 35, Gillespie 30. We'll come back to the Macoupin County Tournament at North Mac High following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, Terry Toad back here at North Mac High for the Macoupin County Tournament. Chip Means back in our WSMI studios producing this championship action on your Saturday night. Big free throws for Abby Burns, still one in bonus. Missed it. And Gillespie down with the rebound. They still have a chance. Niemeyer will hand to Bertolino. 13 seconds. Got to go. And what do we have? We have a foul on the floor. And that puts Southwestern over the limit. Grace Bertolino will be to the free throw line with 11 and a half seconds to play. Not a good foul there from Southwestern. Foul on Burns, her second. One in bonus for Grace Bertolino. Free throw, good. Grace has 7 points. This to make it a one possession game. Second toss for Bertolino. With 11 and a half seconds to play, she rattles it home. 8 for Bertolino, and Kevin Gray takes a timeout. 11.5 for the championship. Southwestern 35, Gillespie 32. We're back to North Mac High School following these messages. Well, Gillespie has it down to a 3-point game, and they have had multiple opportunities here in the last 2 minutes of this money quarter. They have just not been able to get their field goals to drop. Southwestern has done them a couple of favors by missing some free throws here. The Birds have missed the front end of the 2 1-and-1s they've taken here in the fourth quarter. So in a lot of ways, that's like 4 missed foul shots. Can Gillespie get a turnover? It'll be Burns to throw in. Abby listed at 5'3". The 5'10 Barber will guard the inbounder. Burns looking. Deflected out by Barber. No time came off the clock. Moves Barber down closer to the corner. She cannot run now. Has to stay stationary. Nowhere to go. Gets it into Novak barely in time, and then the foul given. As Novak hit the floor hard, she's going to have pressure free throws coming up right now. Three of her teammates over to help her to the floor. Molly appears to be fine. And she will take the slow walk to the other end for the biggest free throws of the ball game. You just need one to make it a two-possession game. And if you can make it a two-possession game with 9 seconds to play, you're feeling awfully good. Novak, 9 points. Free throw, short, she missed it. Gillespie will have a chance for the tie. Here comes Niemeyer with five. She will hand to Grace. Bertolino lets it fly off the mark, no good. Follow Jarman, no, and the Birds have done it. They have won the county championship for the 17th time as Southwestern will mob each other in midcourt. They are county champs in 2018. They win it 35-32. They let Gillespie have a chance. They miss three free throws in the final seconds, but the Miners come up 1 3-pointer short, and the Piasaw Birds are the county champs, the 12th Macoupin County title for Steve Woolley, the 17th for the Piasaw Birds, and oh my goodness, are they a happy group of young ladies right now. We'll be sending it down to the floor to North Mac Athletic Director Chris Rayner as he will have the trophy presentation. Tough loss for Gillespie here tonight as they fought back, but they just came up a little bit short. And here we go.
At this time, we would like to present the runner-up plaque to Coach Kevin Gray and the Gillespie Lady Miners. Well played, girls. On behalf of North Mac High School and the Macoupin County Tournament, the 2018 championship plaque goes to the Piasaw Lady Birds and Coach Steve Woolley. At this time, we'd like to announce the girls' side of the all-tournament team. We have from Bunker Hill, number 23, Mallory Swagle. From Carlinville, number 3, Rachel Olroyd. From runner-up Gillespie, number 12, Paige Niemeyer. From champion, Southwestern, number 25, Molly Novak. And from Southwestern, number 21, Bailey Weeble. Congratulations.
So there you have it, the all-tournament team here for the 2018 Macoupin County Tournament. What a team that'll be. You can win some ball games with those five kids as Southwestern survives the championship game here tonight. They made it very hard on themselves in the final moments as they missed all three free throws they took in the fourth quarter. They finished 4 of 11 from the charity stripe here tonight, but they hang on for the win. Gillespie had a deep three late that was just off the mark for Grace Bertolino, and the Birds hang on for the championship here tonight. Your all-tournament team, again, was Paige Niemeyer of Gillespie, Molly Novak of Southwestern, Bailey Weibel of Southwestern, Rachel Olroyd from Carlinville, and Mallory Schwagel from Bunker Hill. And it looks like T-Toad is down on the floor right now with Victoria's head coach, Steve Woolley.
Thank you very much, Tim Mize. We're standing here with head coach Steve Woolley. And Steve, congratulations. Another win. People come in and they say, well, Southwestern wins this thing. It's so easy. They don't realize the work you put into this team year in and year out to make this team successful.
Yeah, it takes a lot of effort on everybody's part. Kids put in a lot of time. Parents do a lot of their part of supporting them. And obviously the coaches put in their time. So it's everybody digging in and putting the work in.
Southwestern played their style of basketball in the first half. Gillespie kind of threw a little monkey wrench into things in the second half.
Yeah, once it got a little, picked up the tempo there a little bit, I thought we're rotating some youth in there, and how do they handle the pressure and the stress, basically, is what it boils down to. And our free throw shooting obviously didn't win us the game down the stretch, but I think our heart did anyway. Yeah. So.
And that's one of those things that when they become juniors and seniors, the free throw shooting is going to improve remarkably.
Yeah, we hope so, and we hope that some of the younger kids get more comfortable in game situations like this and that. So it's pretty big, big atmosphere for a freshman, you know what I mean? So
one thing about you, Steve, I know you like to put rotate people in and give these youngsters a chance to play in a big game like this?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of balance on our team this year. We don't really have a lot of outstanding, you know, athletes or anything. So, I mean, the kids have all earned their time, you know, and they're getting it. And, you know, we had, like, tonight, for example, Riley Smith comes up huge, you know what I mean, as a freshman with their ball handling and a little bit of shooting. And, you know, it's just, you know, I think if you give them all a chance, they all feel like they're out there to prove something. And some of them came through for us. So.
And sometimes, you know, on any given night, it's somebody different.
Right, and that's kind of how we've been all year. So, and that's good because it's hard for people to scout us. They don't know where it's going to come from. Sometimes I don't know where it's going to come from. So, anyway.
Is that why the gray hair is there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Congratulations. And kind of put this in perspective for us, what it means to win the Macoupin County Basketball Tournament and not being the top seed.
Well, yeah, we've done it so long as a top seed that I think this I obviously is – much more satisfying, and obviously you can come in a lot looser because, you know, you don't have a whole lot to lose coming in as a four seed. So for me, it was a little different, you know, from that perspective, but it's very satisfying. I feel really good for the kids because they've put in a lot of effort, and, you know, we got off to a struggle a little bit early in the season, and now they're starting to really buy in. Things are starting to turn the corner for us, so it's just good to see all that come to fruition, you know.
What a great team Gillespie has.
Oh, yeah. Kevin does a great job over there, and they've got some really good talent coming at the lower levels and coming up, too. So, I mean, it's just going to continue to be a battle year after year.
We're going to see Southwestern Gillespie for a long time battling it out.
So I hope we're still here. So
go celebrate with your team, Steve. Thank you.
Appreciate that, Terry. Good to see you.
Steve Woolley, who's going into the Illinois Basketball Coaches Hall of Fame this spring. Congratulations to Coach Woolley and the Birds of Southwestern. Tim?
All right. Thank you very much, Terry. Victorious head coach Steve Woolley, a very happy man, and I think he was very honest right there. A lot more satisfying to win the championship when you're not expected to win the championship. And for so many years, Southwestern comes in as the odds-on and prohibitive favorite. This year, they come in as the four seed. They knock off number one Carthenville on Thursday, knock off number three Gillespie here tonight. Remember, on Thursday, Southwestern trailed 1-0, never trailed again. Tonight, they trailed 2-0 and never trailed again as they held on as Gillespie made a furious rally in those final minutes. Southwestern missed all three free throws in that fourth quarter. They finished 4 of 11 for the ball game, but it doesn't matter because Gillespie missed that three at the end of the buzzer to force overtime. As we look at the individual totals, Molly Novak leads the way with 9, 6 for Riley Smith, 6 for Corey Hopkins, 6 for Bailey Weibel, 4 for Annie Gallagher, and 4 for Lexi Hall. Southwestern had quarters of 11, 10, 9, and 5 for their winning total of 35 as they claim their 17th county championship and their 10th since 2002. With the loss, Gillespie falls to 10-9. They are still looking for their first county title since 2002. They had quarters of 8, 6, 10, and 8 as they came up a little bit short here tonight as they had a look at a 3 at the end, but it would not go. Paige Niemeyer led the way with 10, 8 for Grace Bertolino, 4 for Riley Jarman, 2 for Macy Halpin, 2 for Abby Barber, 2 for Mackenzie Mix, 2 for Sydney Byers, 2 for Keaton Lincoln. Terry, we always talk about free throws down the stretch. Southwestern missed 3 front ends of 1-1s. It almost cost them. It allowed Gillespie to have a chance late, but they contested that late three-point try at the buzzer, and they survived.
Yeah, I tell you what, Steve Woolley said that usually, you know, free throw shooting is a lot better, and tonight it just wasn't, and, you know, that's why you play hard. You play the full 32 minutes because we've seen crazy things happen in this game of basketball before.
Absolutely. Gillespie only got to the free throw line 5 times tonight and made 2 of them. Congratulations to the Southwestern Piasaw Birds as they are victorious over Gillespie 35-32. And now the Birds will go for the double dip as their boys will try to go back-to-back and take both county championships home to the southern part of Macoupin County. We'll take a break. We'll come back to North Mac High in the 100th Macoupin County Tournament following these messages on WSMI.